Chapter 4, Polio. The word polio struck terror in the hearts of people in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Polio was almost at epidemic proportions during those years. My family never expected this dreaded disease to hit any of us. But as a teenager, during the summer of 1952, I found myself growing weak and had to sit down often under the counter of the dime store where I worked. When my neighbor asked me to work for her part-time in her boarding house, my left arm gave way so I could not lift it to hang the clothes on the line. A few days later, I was unable to bend over because my back became stiff. As the days passed, I became more weak and had to stay in bed. When I tried to get out of bed, my left leg collapsed. I was unable to bend my neck or lift my head. I contracted a high fever and became delirious. When the doctor came to the house to check on me, he suspected polio and had my parents take me to the nearest hospital 25 miles away. Tests at the hospital confirmed that I did indeed have polio, so I was immediately quarantined. I had great pain as the muscles in my left leg and arm contracted and cramped. My parents were the only ones allowed to visit me, and my mother cried when I asked her not to touch the bed because it caused more pain. A treatment with steam-heated wool cloths was applied to relax the muscles. I praised the Lord for the relief it gave. While I was still very sick and in quarantine, I asked my mother to mail my application to Bob Jones University. I had already determined it was the Lord's will for me to attend BJU. I had filled out the application and had put it into an envelope with the $10 application fee before I became sick. My mother was doubtful I would be able to go to BJU that next year, but she sent the application along with a prayer request for my recovery. The faculty and students prayed for me, and God answered their prayers and the prayers of many others. One night, as the nurse attended to me, I spoke to her, and she immediately ran from the room. I found out later my voice signaled to her that my lungs were failing. She called the doctor, and he ordered an iron lung to be put outside my door just in case I needed it. My breathing was checked quite often that night, but praise the Lord, he touched my lungs, so I did not need the iron lung. I could hear an iron lung wheezing in and out in the room across the hall from me. Being in an iron lung would have hindered my recuperation. I do not remember if it was that same night or not, but during the night I heard the most beautiful singing I had ever heard, like a tremendous choir singing praises to God. It was a great blessing and encouragement to me. The next morning, I asked the nurse who was playing the radio in the night. I told her about the singing, and she said no one was playing a radio. I concluded I must have been near heaven and heard the angels singing. Therapy began after my time of quarantine ended. One form of therapy was the Hubbard tank, a large kidney-shaped tank filled with warm water. I was lowered into this tank on a stretcher, and the water was stirred by whirlpool motors. This relaxed the muscles so that the therapist could exercise them and teach them how to work again. I was like a baby who had to learn how to sit, crawl, stand, and walk over the next few weeks. After a while, I was able to work a wheelchair alone and take the elevator to the solarium on the top floor. I enjoyed going there to play the piano. When the doctors examined me after a few weeks, they determined I would need to wear a brace on my left leg because my knee was unable to lock. But the Lord worked a miracle for me, and one day it started locking. I was demonstrating to my roommates that I could not lift my foot off the bed when suddenly my foot shot up in the air. My knee locked. The doctors conceded it was a miracle from the Lord. Meanwhile, school had begun, and I was not able to begin my senior year of high school. My teachers kindly sent assignments to me in the hospital. The other children and young people who had polio joined me in the solarium as we all worked on assignments from our teachers. When I left the hospital after 8 weeks of confinement, I could walk with crutches. After a few weeks of recuperation at home, I returned to school. Since I could not climb the stairs to some of my classrooms, those teachers tutored me after school hours. Praise the Lord, I was able to graduate second highest in my class and could march without my crutches with the aid of a classmate. I continued to gain strength, and yes, I was able to attend Bob Jones University that next fall, September of 1953. To God be the glory. Great things he has done.